Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 19th, 2020. Yesterday, after breaking up a protest rally against the new infection protection law at the Brandenburg Gate because of mass violations of masking and distancing regulations, the Berlin police used water cannons to deal with demonstrators. The police tweeted, quote, "The former demonstrators now have the duty to leave the former place of assembly. When this was not complied with, the water cannons were utilized." The RBB reported that by 10:30 a.m., 30 violations had already been filed for suspected forgery of a medical certificate. Carsten Hilse, member of the AfD in the Bundestag, tweeted that he was temporarily detained by police because of disputes over his doctor's certificate. According to the police, there were several thousand demonstrators in the area of the Brandenburg Gate and several hundred demonstrators in the area of the Marshallbrücke. The Federal Ministry of the Interior had banned several registered demos planned to take place directly in front of the Reichstag, and the police cordoned off the area on a large scale. Up to 2,200 officers were deployed and received support from 9 other states and from the federal police. The Bundestag and the Bundesrat were expected to pass a new infection protection law yesterday, and protests against it were announced and rallies were banned in the government quarter in advance. The state-owned daycare centers, or Kitas, in the city reported 3 problematic corona incidents this week, requiring quarantining of students and teachers as well as partial closures. A spokeswoman for the Senate Department for Education, Youth, and Family Affairs remarked that they are seeing a marked increase of the virus in Kitas. Therefore, the authority is compiling the situation in the 2,732 Berlin daycare centers into a reporting system. According to the latest reports from Tuesday, 195 Kitas were completely or partially closed due to corona infections. And of the 79 facilities that have closed, the majority are small facilities with fewer than 60 places. Since the last regular notification last Thursday, November 12th, 8 affected Kitas have been added. The proportion of Kitas affected by the coronavirus therefore rose from 6.8 to 7.1%. From the point of view of the Senate administration, the incidence of infection is still, quote, at a low level. According to Senator Sandra Shiras of the SPD, the situation is also dynamic because Kita groups are returning from quarantine and reopening. Per reporting by RBB, parents of children in affected Kitas are being informed about the situation via letters. For months, the conflict over the planned demolition and rebuilding of the Kanchenstadion in the Jahn Sportpark caused tension in the coalitions of the red-red-green state government. Now, the leaders have agreed on a joint approach. As Pankow Green Member of Parliament Andreas Otto reports, there will be no hasty demolition of the arena. The Senate had scheduled the demo for this winter, but now, according to Otto, further planning steps are to be taken before the construction work begins. It's now under consideration that the Senate Administration for Urban Development and Sport will start an urban construction workshop process for a master plan for the Jahn Sports Park renovation, and its results are not expected until the third quarter of 2021, taking the demo of the stadium planned for this winter off the table. As a result of the workshop, different possibilities for its redesign to an inclusion sports park will be examined. The Morgenpost is reporting that the result would probably allow a direct comparison of the two scenarios. The cautious modernization of the stadium, preferred by the Greens and the left, and the replacement new building, which SPD politicians, the Berlin CDU, and sports associations consider necessary to create accessible conditions for those with disabilities. In the course of the procedure, the planners are also expected to examine what options exist for dealing with the historically protected Hinterlandmauer in the neighboring Mauerpark and in the inclusion of the Max Schmelinghalle, and what role the existing buildings, especially the Kantchenstadion, can play. Only when the results of the workshop are available will a design competition be launched, which will continue for another 6 months. Spokesman for the Jahn Sports Park Initiative, which advocates a conversion to an inclusion sports park but strictly rejects the demo of the stadium, considers this change of plan a success. Over the summer, a petition to this effect with more than 5,000 signatures was submitted to Sports Senator Andreas Geisel. Representative Nina Venega stated, quote, "It's good to see that the persistent initiative of citizens has been able to make a political difference. The compromise that has now been reached takes into account the different interests and offers a good basis for the further process." Nevertheless, many questions remain open. For example, the initiative wants to clarify how the participants in the workshop will be selected and how citizens will be involved. Dennis Buchner, the spokesman for sports policy of the SPD, confirmed the agreement with the Greens and the Left and does not see any problems with the postponement of the construction because he stated, quote, "It's harmless to start later." However, Buchner's party is sticking to the demolition of the arena. Buchner told the Morgenpost, quote, "I continue to assume that complete accessibility can only be achieved with a completely new stadium construction." This year, Berliners will be able to drop off and pick up their holiday parcels at mobile stations located outdoors. With its so-called Paketbusse, DHL has announced that they want to equalize customer flows in an attempt to prevent coronavirus infections. In the pilot project, which is unique in Germany, Paketbusse will drive to several locations in the capital during the day. The project is scheduled to run until mid-January and was launched in Neukölln yesterday. Because those in Germany are buying more and more online, the number of packages has been growing continually. This year, the industry is expecting even stronger growth due to the corona pandemic. According to forecasts by the German Parcel and Express Logistics Association, they will have to deliver around 420 million parcels in November and December, a fifth more than in the same period last year. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.